Tapes and Scouts, a podcast where two friends review every single movie they watch.
Hey everybody, welcome to Capes and Scouts.
Whoa.
You guys like the movies, right?
Do they?
Why would they be here if they didn't like the movies?
I just thought they wanted to listen to us talk.
Oh, they like our sexy voices?
I don't know about that, maybe just our charming banter.
It is banter for sure. Charming, yeah. Who knows? Who knows?
Yeah, that's subjective, but banter, that is calling it for what it is.
Mm-hmm. And if any of that happens to get you off, well, that's perfectly fine by me.
Yeah, I mean, whatever gets you there.
Yeah. Good for you. Are you done? Are you ready for round two?
I hope so, because it's been 41 seconds, which is approximately as long as I can last.
Yeah, no, it's not easy to get to 42.
No, impossible.
I don't believe nobody who says they made it.
No. Absolutely not.
It's just hearsay and lies.
Yeah, they're trying to make themselves feel good.
That's just the devil's lies.
Yeah, pretty much.
Mm-hmm. Yep. Mm-hmm.
The devil has lettuce, he has lies, he went down to Georgia. He's busy.
Yeah. He does so many things in a normal week. I don't know how he manages.
It's impressive when you're the devil how much is on the agenda for a given day.
And, like, when do you decide, all right, I got to tone it down and, like, rip out somebody's eyelids or something?
You know, it's a good question. I can't answer that because I'm not a devil.
Should you become a devil, please let me know. I'm very curious.
I will. Or if I become a demon knight, I'll let you know about that, too.
Oh, that would be cool.
Yeah, I'd be excited.
Yeah.
Me and Billy Zane hanging out.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Just, like, making sponges fall out of your mouth?
Yes.
You got to get that sequel made, people. Hollywood.
Oh, please. Please give me that.
Give him that.
Won't it.
He wants it. He needs it.
Yes.
Needs it. He needs it now. We're talking about Demon Knight, people.
Yes.
If you have not yet noticed, if you go to the Tapes and Scowls section of the Capes and Scowls website, you can click on a link to IMDb that will show you every movie we've reviewed thus far in its proper order.
Amazing.
Yep. And I will keep updating it, and if you're like, I don't like that Tim fellow, well, you can be like, I like Max. All right, well, then here's every Max movie, and just, you know, you can figure it out. Figure it out, damn it.
Yeah, exactly.
It's pretty cool.
It is. It's really cool.
I was actually surprised they're all on there.
Yeah, it's fantastic to see. I may screw that up this episode.
Oh, really?
I might.
You might. Oh, boy. Oh, no.
We'll see.
Is it like a home movie?
It's not a home movie.
Is it a fan movie? Ooh, those sometimes get on there.
Nope, not a fan movie. You're going to have to wait and see.
Oh, man. Well, is it your second movie?
It is.
Okay, then to build suspense, I will go first.
Understood.
All right, well, my first movie is from the fabled year 1981. It's not as good as 85, and it doesn't happen as frequently, but it was there.
Yeah.
You know, it's not quite the 70s anymore, but it's not quite that bodacious 80s either.
Right.
Nighthawks is my movie.
Ooh.
I watched this sometime in the middle of February of this year, and it is 1 hour 39 minutes, your genre action crime thriller, directed by Bruce Malmuth and Gary Nelson. Don't know him.
Yeah, me neither.
But you'll know these guys, starring Sly Stallone, Billy Dee Williams.
Oh, yes.
And the Rutger Hauer.
Oh, one of my favorites.
He's the bad guy in this one.
Oh, man.
He is an international terrorist.
That sounds correct.
Yep, he is very good in this.
Nice.
Your IMDb movie summary, conservative street cop Deke Da Silva, what a name,
yeah,
reluctantly agrees to terminate an international terrorist who has demanded media attention. Da Silva's at-home tactics are very much put to the challenge.
Nice.
Basically, Stallone is a really good cop who has his own decoy squad, and they try to, like, catch thugs and kind of do it without shooting or too much violence. They just want to capture them, and, I mean, they'll do violence, but they don't want to, like, be shooting people all the time and murdering people. They're trying to actually clean up the streets.
Like Batman's.
They're kind of like Batman's, yeah. And it's Stallone and Williams are, like, the two main guys of the decoy team.
Okay.
They've been passing up promotion after promotion to maintain their squad. When Hauer comes in, he's just such an incredible threat that he's like, he gets thrown on this task force that's trying to hunt him down in New York. And they're like, look, you might have to do this. And he's trying to hold to his values. And he realizes it's going to be really damn near impossible to do. He's probably going to have to take him out in extreme prejudice.
Nice.
So, Rutger Hauer is a very calm sociopath, and he just wants to commit violent. He just effortlessly he commits violent acts like it's nothing. You know, it doesn't faze him in the least. He is a smart kind of villain. He isn't, you know, he's not too stupid. If you're a fan of Rucker Hauer, you have to see this. It's a very good performance from him. It still, like I said, it's 81, so like everything feels super 70s. I don't know, early 80s to me doesn't have its own identity yet.
Right.
And it's just kind of like, I don't know, everybody's kind of like doing weird things, in my opinion. Stallone's got these giant glasses that are just so distracting most of the movie.
Huh.
Billy D. Williams, he's like a good second fiddle to Stallone. He has some pretty good one-liners every now and again, and he's kind of like the one keeping him in check. They do this thing right in the opening sequence, which apparently they do a lot, which is pretty funny. Stallone will dress up like a woman.
Okay.
And try to walk around a bad neighborhood and see if anybody tries to take his purse.
Okay.
And then him and Billy D will just run him down and beat the crap out of him.
Interesting.
What is funny about it is apparently that's like one thing they do that works very successfully. And it's just Stallone, like full sprint, terrifying, like super jacked Stallone, you know, Rocky-ish Stallone, right, running after these people. And he's just like in a full dress chasing these people down and then whooping the shit out of them.
That is bizarre.
And it's just really, it's silly to see, but it's so effective. You're like, yeah, of course they do that. There's probably a brick. There's like a brick in the purse, I'm sure. And he just hits them with it. Like, I get it. It's just pretty silly because they do it in the first scene. You're like, oh, that's wild. And then they do it again. And you're like, oh, man.
Wow.
It's funny. It's funny how that tactic is super successful.
Yeah, that's cool.
I would say this movie is fun for a Stallone completionist, but I don't think it's his best. I don't think you need it. If you're not like a diehard Stallone fan,
right.
If you're a big Rucker Hauer fan though, you'll enjoy him. He's super creepy, super good in this.
Nice.
So let's get to the scores.
Ooh.
IMDb, they gave this a 6.4.
Of course they did.
Rotten Tomato critics score. 20 critics went back and gave it a 70%.
Whoa.
Yeah, not bad. The audience doesn't feel as favorable. They gave it 55%, and that was out of 7,000 some odd people.
Okay.
I give it a 6 out of 10.
Nice.
It's serviceable. It's not for everyone. It's a little slow, but it's okay. It's a thing you can do.
That's way cool.
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah.
So yeah. I got 80s movies, but mine's from the best year of the 80s, 1986.
Whoa, 1986?
Yeah, that was the year I was born.
Oh, that is the best year then.
Yep, it sure is. So,
my God, I'm going to cry. I'm so happy.
I watched the film Spookies.
Mm.
I watched this in December of 2019, because I'm still in 2019.
I know. I'm, like, going to really lap you now.
Yeah, you are. this movie is 1 hour and 25 minutes, and it is, to the surprise of no one, a horror film. It was directed by Thomas Doran, Brandon Faulkner, and Jeannie Joseph.
Jeannie Joseph.
There is a specific reason there are three directors, and I'll get into that a little bit later.
Ooh, more suspense with you.
Yes. The IMDb movie summary. An old mansion becomes a slaughterhouse when an evil, lovelorn sorcerer unleashes monsters on a group of intruders.
Ooh, I like that.
So, my thoughts on the movie is that there are some really cool moments in this movie. There are some cool creature concepts. It's very much a movie of moments. It doesn't really have a cohesive, tied-together story. The reason, and again, I'll elaborate on this later, is that I named the fact that there were three directors. There were huge issues with this production and it getting done, and the producer was a pretty big jerk in terms of fighting with multiple different creative teams, hence the three different directors.
Oh boy.
And it even got to the point where different creative teams were working on different films, and in the end they all just got stitched together because that's all that anybody could tolerate making the movie with this guy. For any amount of time is a third of a movie, an hour and 25 minute movie, so, you know, what do you got there? Like a half an hour each?
Yeah, that's tough.
Yeah, so this movie is really disjointed. But all credit to the editor for trying to tie together some semblance of a film. There are parts that are cool. There's interesting stuff going on. It just all never merges in a way that is successful and feels like a movie. It almost feels like somebody, like, got drunk and attempted to stitch together a few music videos. something like very Rob Zombie, House of a Thousand Corpses-esque, where it feels more like some disjointed music videos than it does an actual cohesive film.
Right.
But it is a cool, low-budget piece of 80s horror if you're interested in seeing something weird and out there and more ambitious than the filmmakers probably should have been based on all the production woes. Spookies is definitely worth a watch.
Do you happen to know if any of them kind of redid these stories as full movies later?
No one has. I don't know if that's because of issues with the production and who has rights to what, but this is a minor bit of foreshadowing. The Blu-ray that just came out semi-recently, I guess late last year, early this year, late last year because I watched it in December. When that came out, it is accompanied by a full-length documentary about the film.
Oh, yeah.
So, it is definitely worth, if you're interested in seeing what it's like at some of the worst a movie can end up being production-wise, then this is worth buying just to see the film, because it is a fun watch. I watched it not knowing any of this way long time ago, like late college, and really dug it. And when it was coming out on Blu-ray, I was like, oh, cool. And I picked it up and then found out all this other stuff. So it makes sense, a lot more sense now, why it kind of ended up the way it did.
That's cool. It's always cool when there's a story behind it other than, yeah, I did my thing.
Yeah.
I punched in, punched out.
Yep. Exactly. Yeah, it's pretty interesting. IMDb gives this a 5.1 out of 10.
Okay.
Rotten Tomatoes, the critics did not bother to watch this film.
Okay.
The audience, however, 236 80s horror stalwarts gave this a whopping 18%.
Okay.
I'm coming in a little bit more generous than the rest, and I'm giving it a 5.5 out of 10.
Nice.
It is worth a watch if you're into low-budgety 80s schlock. It is, it's going to be better than a lot of your direct-to-VHS real crud. But it's still plagued with a ton of issues. But again, if you get the Blu-ray, it kind of ties all that together for you nicely with the documentary that accompanies it.
Real Crud was a Scottish documentary. It had four directors, so you don't want to watch that.
No, avoid Real Crud.
Well, Max, you just took us to see something spooky.
Yes.
You want to know what's very spooky?
Yes.
Not this. I watched Won't You Be My Neighbor?
Oh, that's unspooky.
It's not spooky at all.
No.
This is not the Tom Hanks movie. This is the documentary. They both came out pretty close to each other.
Yeah, they did.
It is from 2018. I watched it on February 27th. Your IMDb minutes, 1 hour, 35 minutes. Genre, documentary, biography. This was directed by Morgan Neville. It stars Fred, Joanne, and John Rogers, amongst 75,000 other Rogers. There's a lot of Rogers in this.
Nice.
Your IMDb summary, an exploration of the life, lessons, and legacy of iconic children's television host Fred Rogers. Mr. Rogers, to you.
Yeah.
This is just such a fun documentary. I don't think anybody really looks at Mr. Rogers like, ugh, that guy.
Yeah. It's
like, how could you? He's just... He was running for so long. He's part of everyone's childhood. You know, Daniel Tiger has a cartoon now. He's part of my daughter's childhood.
Mm-hmm.
So it's, you know, he's never stopped, even though he's been gone for a few years now. But the cool thing, it's just a really nice documentary to see him speaking. It's just so soothing and calming. My bullet points for this one, his early years are very interesting as he's considering going into TV and helping children versus a religious calling. There is some footage of him speaking before Congress, which is fantastic. The congressman is just talking down on him. They were trying to defund PBS and other stations. And he, like, single-handedly is like, hey, you're an idiot. We need this.
Nice.
And it's him being stern, which is, like, still so mellow.
Yeah.
And this is just a feel-good movie should you need one, especially in these uncertain times of pandemic and whatever. Maybe you just want to see Mr. Rogers talk about some stuff.
Sure.
It's just fun. It's a blast. You need to see this. It will make you feel good, and I wanted to feel good. And there he was, Fred Rogers.
Love it.
Slow, deliberate pace. That is very enjoyable. This is where a slow pace really is good.
Yeah.
So, not a lot more I can say about it. I mean, he had a pretty interesting life, but I don't want to give away all the cool little things. I'd rather people just go see it for themselves. But the guy's a sweetheart of a man. If you thought that before you saw this, you'll think it again even more afterwards.
Excellent.
So, right into the scores. IMDb gave this an 8.4.
Whoa.
It's about to get even crazier. You want to guess both the critic and audience score for Rotten Tomatoes?
I'm going to say they're the same.
They are close.
Okay, so I'm going to go with 95 critic, 98 audience.
You're pretty close. 242 critics gave it 98%.
Whoa.
That's bonkers.
Yeah.
The audience, 4,300 some odd people, 94%.
Wow.
You were backwards, but you were right on the money.
Yeah, that's cool.
And I give this an 8 out of 10.
Nice.
It is a very enjoyable movie, and it's just something to make you feel good. When you're tired of all the spookies, and you just want to come on down from that spooky train, this is how you do it.
Perfect. I love it.
I love you.
Oops. Thanks, neighbor.
Aw.
So, to round us out, I also watched a documentary. I bet you can guess what it's about.
I bet you're right.
I watched 2019's Twisted Tale, Unmaking Spookies.
Unmaking the Spookies. Doo-doo-doo-bow-bow.
Exactly.
Is that the theme song?
Yeah, that's it. That is. I'm surprised. Oh, it's like you watched it.
I think I was one of the directors on this. There's seven of us.
Is that that or they hid microphones in your shower? Because that was the theme song right there.
Oh, man. I told them to put them in.
Oh, okay, good.
No cameras, so, though.
I think that's fair.
Yeah, I can't perform that way.
I watched this in December of 2019. This is 1 hour and 41 minutes. And it is, of course, a documentary. It was directed by Mike Gingold, and it stars the cast and crew of the film Spookies.
As it should. Be weird if it didn't.
A movie summary. The twisted tale of the production, or productions, of Spookies. That's it. my thoughts on the movie is, and I alluded to some of them earlier, this is batshit crazy that this happened. It was originally supposed to be a low-budget British horror movie that ended up getting two different crews shooting the movie kind of at the same time. The concept being they'll pay two crews lesser to kind of make this movie. One of the crews, who was the main crew who kind of got the whole project started, had no idea that this was what the producer was putting together. And when they found out in editing, they're like, no, we're not using this. We're using our footage. And he's like, no, you got to use this. This is what we need. So the movie has this disjointed part that's like this sorcerer who's trying to awaken his long-lost love. And then this other movie that's very stereotypical, like kids wander into a haunted house, like Scooby-Doo kind of thing. And in order to kind of stitch them together, they brought in a third director, which is, let me see here, the director, Jeannie Joseph, who was a former porn star. And she was cutting together, she was looking at porn in the next editing bay over from where they were working on Spookies, and the producer was like, oh, you should come direct on this if you're looking to branch out as a filmmaker, because I need some help. And then she ended up even not really contributing because she couldn't work too well with the producer, who was a bit of an a-hole. So
that's wild.
Yeah, the whole production was wrought with these ridiculous difficulties, and the fact that the movie got to see the light of day at all is impressive. And the fact that, again, I gave it a 5.5 because it does have some pretty cool parts is surprising.
Yeah, no, that's pretty wild. I like that.
Yeah, and this is the movie that may break IMDb because it has no IMDb score.
Oh, no.
It's got no Rotten Tomatoes audience or critical score.
Oh, no.
It is a blip out there, mostly because it was created as a special feature, but it is a feature-length documentary. I've done other ones before. You're So Cool, Brewster. There's a bunch.
I found that one.
Yeah.
I found that one, so maybe it'll be on there. I don't know.
Fingers crossed.
If you broke it 1 week in, I'm going to be very mad at you.
So we'll leave you with this thought. I gave this a 6 out of 10.
Oh, that's cool. Yeah, this sounds like a super interesting documentary. You don't even have to care about the movie at all to watch this, I'm sure.
No. You can get little snippets of the movie as you watch. It's only an hour and 40 minutes, so it's not absurd. It moves by pretty quick, and the story's just so jaw-dropping the whole time. They're just like, holy crap, I can't believe this.
That's great.
Yeah, pretty cool little slice of 80s hell filmmaking.
Hell. Hell?
Hell.
Hell. Hell?
Now let's get the hell out of here.
Ba-da-ba-ba-da-bum.
Hell.